For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
They got cheese in the truck. I asked for cheese on the taco and they put it on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson this week. And poor Guru.
He's right, by the way.
On?
Well, a lot of things you don't give him credit for, but...
Like what?
Where do you want to start?
People always say, oh, Steiny, you're so much nicer to Evan. It's because Evan doesn't say as many outlandish things as Daryl the Guru Johnson.
I'll find a few tomorrow.
And like I've always said, the great ones, like myself, they treat everybody differently. You don't yell at stars. Sometimes you need to kick them a little bit. Sometimes you need to pat them on the back. And I'm the guy who decides who gets what.
Well, you can yell at me. You just got to find something first. I think it's the issue that
you kind of run into. Well, you saying Kyle Shanahan was negligent yesterday. I mean, that's right out of the Guru playbook.
You better be careful.
And I know you're saying that because you know that I didn't say that.
You
tried to goat me though. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it,
what did I try to do?
It took me a while, but I figured it out. You try and put words in my mouth.
What was the word you used?
Confusing.
No.
Negligent?
It felt like you said you're trying to goat me.
Goad.
Okay. I was going to say.
See? And you just been waiting to pounce. Waiting to pounce for 3 hours. I won't have it.
Trying to think what I could pounce on. You've been pretty level-headed today.
That's a nice dress shirt you got.
Thank you.
It's not a dress shirt.
Yes, it is. It's a Henley.
That's not a dress shirt.
Please.
How do you define a dress shirt?
If it's got a button on it, it's a dress shirt. One button. One. One time.
I'm going to find a t-shirt for you that has one button so that we can actually put it up to the camera on YouTube and Twitch and have the people decide. I'm not saying it's not a nice shirt, Steiny.
This is a really nice shirt.
Look. Let me speak.
Really nice.
I'm not trying to say that you don't have style and that you don't know how to dress well, because you do. All I'm saying is that's not a dress shirt.
You take a look at me in this garment and you tell me it's not a dress shirt.
Well, first of all, you don't even have the top two buttons done.
No, I'm kind of cool.
You're trying to go Clint Eastwood?
No, just... I don't,
chest hair flowing in the wind?
I got a little, but it doesn't stick out the top. All right, let's go to Paul in Oakland. He feels like he knows why Purdy played, I believe. Hey, Paul, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? No, I do not know why Purdy played.
Oh, gotcha.
Your producer asked me that, and my answer was that's an organizational question, that's a Shanahan question, and they know why. My point is I'm more concerned or inquisitive about the play selections that they chose with Purdy, knowing who they had on the field with him, as much as who wasn't on the field with him. And I'm looking at that thing, and I'm saying – from a coaching perspective, and I've done some coaching in my time, I'm not doing things with Purdy in that meaningless situation where I'm having him hold the ball. I'm either putting him under center and we're handing the ball off, or I'm putting him in the gun and it's being caught and it's being thrown now before the pass rush can get to him. I am not putting him in any more of a precarious situation than that already exists in a contact tackle football game. That's where I'm coming from. He got bounced around a little bit the other night.
He did.
And that would concern me from that perspective. So I would ask Kyle, not why you play him, but why are you having him run plays and routes that have two or three reads to them where he's holding onto the ball with a less than suspect offensive line group in front of him?
I got you. I got you, Paul. Thanks for the call. Not so much that he played, but that he ended up doing a little bit too much running and put himself in harm's way a little bit. I got to believe that Purdy said to Shanahan, yeah, I would like to get a couple plays in just to feel what a live game feels like for the first time since the Super Bowl, particularly because the more I do think of it, I do think the joint practice cancellation might have had something to do with it. He, meaning Shanahan, probably thought that he'd get a look at Purdy in those situations. Then they didn't materialize. So maybe that's when he said, you know what, I still want to get a look at him before the Friday game. I'm going to put him out there for two or three series.
But I also think that Kittle, Debo, and Juwan and other starting players would be playing in those joint practices alongside Purdy. So again, I'm not mad that Purdy played in the game. In fact, I'm not even mad that Shanahan had him out there in the first place. I'm confused. It doesn't make sense to me watching that game with his surrounding cast. Also because, and the callers, I guess, brings up something else that Shanahan has no control over, which is Purdy is extending those plays when he's rolling out and dancing around and trying to turn something from nothing. That's him doing that. That's him improvising. And the whole point of a preseason game, I think, is to get your players some rhythm, some reps. And there didn't appear to me to be a chance for Purdy to get into any rhythm in any of the three series that he played because, well, he didn't have any of his guys out there.
Right.
You know, the first couple of runs they had, which is not uncommon for a Shanahan-led team to start with a run, try and get a couple of yards or create an advantageous second down situation. Okay, well, then they're behind the sticks. You know, Purdy's just getting his offensive lineman. He's looking at him just getting blown up by the Saints D-line. Okay, well, we're not going to be able to get the ball out after three steps or after five steps or whatever the play call is. You know, the timing is thrown off by the fact that he doesn't have protection, he doesn't have requisite receivers, and it just didn't seem to me, there didn't seem to be any reason for him to be in that game.
Yeah. By the way, can you share that information that you shared with me?
Now, people are also saying I did say GOAT, so I apologize to you, Sonny.
You don't have to, because I'm looking at a 5-1-0 from Aces 5-10. Steiny, why are you always trying to pounce and find mistakes on your partners? You make mistakes all day. Now I'm going to take a nap, but I'm going to keep you on. Thank you.
By the way, 5-1-0, it is a great strategy, napping. You brought that up during a break. You're going to go take a nap.
We'll see. We'll see. You know how, let's be honest, you wake up.
Are we not?
Well, sometimes you got to be more clear. You wake up. How many times has this happened to you? You wake up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, "Oh God, I am exhausted. I am exhausted." And
yeah, last 2 days.
You know, I'm gonna punch the clock today, and I'm gonna put on another wonderful show. But when I go home, I'm gonna hit the rack. I'm gonna take a nap, and then what happens at 2:10? The bell rings, the school bell rings, and I'm thinking, yeah, I feel pretty good actually now. Yeah, I won't go take a nap. I'll go work out, lift some weights, or at least an 8-pound ball. Yeah.
Well, a medicine ball?
Yeah.
Or kettlebell.
No, no kettlebell. I'll hurt my back if I use a kettlebell. Now, they say if you use a kettlebell correctly, it doesn't hurt your back. But I'm pretty convinced I won't know how to use it correctly.
Well, you just got to work on your form. You know, it's just like a jump shot.
Have you ever used a kettlebell?
Yeah, of course. You know, kettlebell swings or pushes or pulls.
How many times did you pull a muscle with a kettlebell?
None.
Please.
None.
Please.
Well, number one, it depends on the exercise, and I don't want to get too deep into this. This is going to bore people. But the only time that you should feel like you have hurt yourself when you're lifting a weight is if you didn't know what you were doing.
Oh. Well, maybe that's it.
You shouldn't hurt yourself lifting weights.
Okay.
Well, you shouldn't hurt yourself doing anything physically.
Chris A. says you got to have a strong core, Steiny. I think it's all about the core.
It's all about the base. Yeah. Learn that from Curry. You know what he did to address his ankle issues early in his career?
Remind me.
Well, he worked on the rest of his base. He got to the point where he was deadlifting a ton of weight and actually strengthened his hips. Because, as you know, there's a chain.
Huh.
And so when one part of your body is, you know, down a little bit, you don't just address that area. You need to build everything around. You know, you need to give yourself a foundation.
You think that's what has affected his shot?
No. Well, maybe. No. No, 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 no.
By the way,
that's something completely different.
Albert Breer,
yeah,
of the NFL Network. You want to share that with our listeners? Because I believe it the more I think about it.
Yeah, so Albert Breer wrote, and he's kind of taken over in a sense for Peter King, the Monday morning quarterback column. And Peter King still has his column, and he's very good. But Breer writes the Monday morning quarterback and basically informed us today that the holdup might have been between Aiyuk and the Steelers, the fact that the Steelers weren't willing to give Aiyuk $30+ million per year like the Patriots were. In fact, the Patriots were the only team that was willing to pay Brandon Aiyuk, it seems, more than $30 million a year. So the asking price between the Niners and the Steelers was close enough that it actually pushed Brandon Aiyuk back to the Niners. So what does that tell you? Because it tells me that, again, this is all about money. It's all about where Aiyuk can get a place that he can compete. And I think he thought that Pittsburgh is a place that he can compete. But the difference in dollars was not big enough to do it.
And now, what that leads me to believe is there's only one team that's interested in acquiring or having Brandon Aiyuk on their team, and that's the Niners. Right? Unless a team comes out of the woodwork and wants to pay him 30, they still will have to get the Niners to agree to the compensation. And I think that's the reason why there's a lot of optimism, is because feels like the Steelers have dropped out, or at least aren't willing to up their offer, either for Aiyuk and his money, or for the Niners and what they're going to end up trading back to them. So,
well, but remember also, there was a deal in place, or the, I don't know, whatever the term was, framework of a deal in place.
Mm-hmm.
And we both assumed, you and I, that the Niners nixed the deal because there wasn't anything coming back.
Right.
Well, this also might tell you that Brandon Aiyuk might have nixed the deal with the Steelers or said, I'm not signing there, because the difference between what they're offering me and the difference between what the Niners are offering me is not big enough for me to move. So it also tells me that Aiyuk does want to be here. Aiyuk wants to be in San Francisco as much as the Niners want to keep him. He just needs them to meet their price.
I think that's the way we're going right now. And again, I shared this with you earlier in the show. Tim Kawakami of The Athletic seems to believe that there's more optimism now about both Trent Williams and Brandon Aiyuk than there has been. And he seems to believe that they'll both play in the opener, notwithstanding what they get paid or whether they get Aiyuk to come in at $14 million or not. Debo Samuel was on with the Up and Adams podcast.
Show on FanDuel TV.
Okay. Like, you're amazing with those shows, by the way.
I have no life.
Yeah. Anyway, here's Deebo Samuel talking about whether or not the Niners can win without Brandon Ayuk.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without B.A.? I think B.A. is going to be a part of this team, so, I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Let's go.
Oh, God.
What? She said let's go. Yeah. Let's effing go.
She also said she was worried. So is she a Niner fan, I take it? How do you think, what do you think of the way
can we have some fun with
question?
It, actually?
No, hold on.
Please play it again.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without B.A.? I think B.A. is going to be a part of this team, so, I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Let's go.
You know where I would have stopped it?
Where?
Right after he goes, can we win a Super Bowl without B.A.? And I'd leave it right there, because that's the real answer to the question. He doesn't think that they can win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk.
But there's no need to worry about that, because he will be a 49er, according to Deebo Samuel. You know, the only thing, and we're kind of having some
fun.
Or
does he think that they can win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't want to answer the question truthfully?
I don't think he would say we can't win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk, but it's not advantageous to say, oh, yeah. I mean, we might be better without that guy.
But compare that to how Kittle answered the question last week, basically saying, well, we don't know what we look like. You know, we've won some games without Trent. You know, we don't know what we're going to look like until we step on the field. And I think they're going to have B.A., but if they don't, then we are going to find out. I don't know. I think that, look, if I'm just listening to Deebo, number one, he doesn't want to answer that question.
Of course not.
He doesn't want to answer it. But if Kay's worried, well, then maybe we need to be too.
Yeah, that's not going to sway me one way or the other.
Why not?
Because here's my theory. My theory on this whole thing is it's less important that they're missing training camp. In other words, if you ask me what's the risk because these guys aren't in camp? And what we hear mostly is, well, they're not developing the chemistry that they need, and maybe they'll get off to a slow start, or maybe they report and they're not in great shape, and so they'll get off to a slow start. I actually think there's a bigger potential problem. I'm not saying there will be or there is one, but I think the potential is there because we don't know how those 53 guys in the locker room feel about what's going on with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. In other words, I think it's very easy to put a blanket over it all and say, you know what? The players on the team that are under contract, they don't get into other people's finances or contract negotiations. And there's an assumption there that the players on the team have no problem with what Ayuk's doing. And first of all, we don't know. There might be some players in that room that aren't happy with the way Ayuk's handled it, or maybe even Trent Williams. But the other part of it is it could also be a problem if the team is not happy with the organization and the way the organization is handled these two guys, if they think, like a lot of the fans, that this is such an important year, we can't afford to be messing around. They should have been in here day one of training camp. And it stinks that this organization might not be in urgency mode like we, the players, are.
But I also think the players they respect their fellow guy getting his money.
What if he does?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doesn't get his money.
I've thought about that. Or the money isn't as high as we thought.
Right.
Well, then I do have to ask what the hell we were doing in the first place. I mean, seriously, if Brandon Ayuk signed, let's say, I don't know, the deal comes out and it's 3 years, $75 million.
Okay.
What have we been doing for the last 6 months?
Well, at that point, I think we find out that the Niners were only offering 22 some point.
And then I wonder what we've been doing for the last 6 months, because he's clearly worth more than $22 million. The market, in fact, says he's worth closer to $30 million than $25 million. And I think Ayuk, no matter what the number comes out to be, has made himself money this summer by holding in and by, you know, the social media tactics and however childish some people label them. It's been effective. It's worked. I think he's gained leverage over the course of this summer. And I think we will find out he's made himself money.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I wonder how many fans would agree with you there that if I said, is Brandon Ayuk's strategy working? I bet it would split down the middle almost.
Well, the other part of this too, so you asked about it, how his teammates
feel. Yes.
I think the team is most concerned about winning football games and winning a Super Bowl. The only time that this could become an issue is if the season starts, Ayuk's on the team, he has his contract, and he plays poorly. If he starts dropping passes, if he starts missing blocks, if he starts doing things that we do not know Brandon Ayuk to do, or if he takes a step back, then I think it becomes an issue. Because this entire summer then has clearly impacted how he is as a football player, which is first and foremost.
By the way, Julian Edelman was on the call on Fox Sports yesterday, and he talked about Brandon Ayuk, the former Patriots receiver. Take a listen to what he said about Ayuk.
If I was Brandon Ayuk, I would be a San Francisco week one. You know, usually it goes, a team goes out and wins the Super Bowl, and everyone tries to get paid. They haven't won a Super Bowl yet, but everyone is trying to get paid. So if they can have the mental toughness, which means having the ability to do what's best for the team when it's not necessarily best for you, I'm just telling you, there is a jackpot at the end of the rainbow that is a huge payday if they go out and get it done.
That's Julian Edelman, who was on the call yesterday. I mean, it seemed like he went halfway there.
He wanted to call him selfish.
He did. He did. And then he kind of backed off and said, well, if they win a Super Bowl, he'll hit a jackpot. Well, that assumes that he's coming in and playing for the 14, because he wants to hit the jackpot before the season starts.
And Julian Edelman is from a culture that is, you know, we over me and the Patriot way and all the rest. But I would ask Julian Edelman this, and not to count pockets, but hey, Julian, I know that if you were in an Ayuk situation, you would just go sign with the Niners. You know why? Because your career earnings are only $46 million. What Brandon Ayuk is trying to get will probably double that. If he gets a four-year contract, this single contract will double Julian Edelman's career earnings. So if I put him to him like that, would he then say, oh, yeah, I'll just show up, I'll be in camp? Because if he has a chance to make more money than he's made it his entire life, twice as much as that, by just holding out for a couple months or holding in for a couple months, I think his tenor would be different.
It might be. It might be. But I think he is right. About, I wonder how the league, but three guys wanted money this offseason after they lost in the Super Bowl. Does that matter? The fact that Trent Williams is holding out and McCaffrey wanted more money and Ayuk's holding out now. Would they? Would this all be solved if they had won a Super Bowl last year? I don't necessarily think so.
No, but well, in fact, it might have been might have lingered on longer, or McCaffrey might have wanted more than what he got, or you know whatever. I just also think that too. That's more of a broader question about where the Niners are at and how they approach their players. What he's talking about is an individual. And to single out Brandon Ayuk and not talk about what role the Niners play in this, that to me is disingenuous. Because I know Julian Edelman is smart enough to understand both sides of this negotiation, and it's not just Ayuk that is playing hard to get.
Maybe he's like me. And he doesn't have a strong opinion, Julian Edelman.
Well, he situation. Just had one. We just heard it.
Yeah. It was milk toast. He said, you know.
Wait.
They'll get in.
Milk toast?
Yeah. Milk toast.
Milk toast.
What?
You put a T on the end.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's spelled.
Really? Oh, boy.
What is going on here?
I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one, but.
Ah, damn it.
But we'll check, because now.
Oh, we got to hit a break.
All right. Hey, on the other side, I want to play this sound from my new favorite athlete, Tua Tagovailoa. Boy, did he tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Damn it.
I'll play that on the other side, and I'll also correct Evan officially on 95.7, The Game.
Eat or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless bill and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
They say the hardest part of getting something done is getting started. Well, we did that 30 years ago when California first took on the tobacco industry. Now, smoking is down 60%, lung cancer 42%. A couple of our cities have already ended tobacco sales. A California without big tobacco isn't just possible. It's already happening. See our progress at undo.org.
Looking for something new to do this summer? History San Jose's History Park, located on the corner of Center Road and Phelan Avenue, is free and open to the public every day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Whether it's touring our historical buildings and exhibits, taking a free weekend trolley ride, or attending any of our annual events and festivals, History San Jose has something for everyone. Learn more by visiting historysanjose.org and follow History San Jose on social media for the latest updates.
UCSF Sports Medicine Center is dedicated to treating every type of athlete, from kids to adults, amateurs to elite professionals. As one of the best orthopedic programs in the nation, UCSF has programs to optimize an athlete's performance and the latest advancements to treat the most complex sports injuries. With locations throughout the Bay Area, now including Marin, Walnut Creek, and Redwood Shores, it's even easier to make an appointment today. Visit UCSFHealth.org so you can get cleared to play. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Tune in every Saturday morning at 7:30 for Parenting with Vanessa Colon. 20 years of expertise empowering parents with the tools they need on 95.7 The Game.
The piping in your house is responsible for providing a safe, reliable flow of water throughout your property. If you're concerned about your home's pipes, you need to call Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Call 8444-FLO-H2O. Coppery piping results in a much more reliable, efficient, and durable plumbing system. Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain is offering a free estimate. That's right, free estimate for coppery piping with a lifetime warranty. Call 8444-FLO-H2O. That's 8444-FLO-H2O or go to flowingwater.net.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Poor Guru.
Why?
He's just going to have a tough week. Dropping his daughter off at college.
Well, he really likes Greensboro.
You ever been to Greensboro?
Yeah, I used to live in Winston-Salem.
Oh, well... I asked you about Greensboro.
Well, yes, I've been
not
to
Winston-Salem.
I had a chance to call a couple of games for UNCG, the Spartans. I don't know what conference they're in now, but
did you ever do a UNC Wilmington game?
No, so
the Sea Wolves.
Well, so as you know, Steiny,
sure.
Greensboro, Winston-Salem, you know, Raleigh, Durham, the Tobacco Road, a little more inland. Wilmington's on the coast.
Oh,
so
okay. It's
a little bit further away.
So, yeah. No, it's Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. That's Tobacco Road. So where does Winston-Salem fit in there?
The Tobacco Road is just kind of the, I mean, it is there, the triangle.
Sure.
Raleigh, Durham are a little more bordered. Chapel Hill's a little bit further up. But I think Tobacco Road... How people refer to it today is because of all the sports teams that are in that area.
Right.
You know, you have Wake Forest and Winston-Salem, obviously UNC Chapel Hill, Duke, NC State. UNCG's not in the ACC, but those are like the blue bloods that surround it. Some people will put, I don't know, maybe Clemson in there, but probably not. You know, those four universities and colleges, those are the big boys. That's the Tobacco Road.
Okay. I bet Greensboro's affordable.
Greensboro?
Yeah, I got to believe it's more affordable than the Bay, right?
Well, probably in-state tuition. Oh, as far as living?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my uncle just moved there last year. He used to live in Brooklyn.
Does he like it?
Yeah, he loves it. There's a minor league baseball team down there. He loves baseball. He's got season tickets now. He's got a dog. He's got a plot of land with...
Oh, speaking of dogs.
He's got a garden and a backyard, which is impossible to find in Red Hook.
Speaking of dogs, you took a picture with yours this weekend.
Someone took a picture of me with the dog. Yes. His name is Tuna.
Yeah, Tuna is not a dog to hold. He's a little too big for that.
But he wants to be held, so he gets to be held.
All right. How much does he weigh?
I think 35 pounds.
Okay.
He did look a lot bigger than I remembered him in that picture.
Yeah. Evan, you're confusing milk toast with lactose.
I know. And fructose.
You hate to see it.
You really do. I thought I had him, everyone.
Yeah.
I feel like I can stump you. You know, there's trivia that I can get over on you with. But as far as
why don't you try this week? Why don't you come up with some questions, and we'll do a little segment.
All right, how about after our naps later on today, we put our heads together and try and find something that I can get you on?
Oh, by the way, well, I want to get to this sound real quick.
Okay.
Boy, do I have a documentary for you.
Do you think I've seen it?
No, I know you probably haven't.
Is it about the Arctic?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I went off script a little bit on Saturday.
Because the Arctic isn't off script.
Sinatra in Palm Springs. Did you know that Frank Sinatra essentially is the reason that Palm Springs is Palm Springs? He loved it. Oh, he loved Palm Springs.
I did know that. I've seen... I've seen the two-part Sinatra documentary, but it was more just about his life. It didn't chronicle a specific experience.
Yeah, this was all about him in Palm Springs. Okay, Tua Tagovailoa was asked about his former coach, Brian Flores, compared with Mike McCarthy. No, Mike McDaniel. Yeah, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
The former 49er offensive coordinator.
Yes, sir.
How about this for an honest answer? Do you like this from your players?
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself. And so that's sort of like what ended up happening. And it was, I mean, it's basically been, what, 2 years of training that out of not just me, but, you know, a couple of the guys as well that have been here since my rookie year all the way till now.
All right. What are you hearing there?
Well, I hear him throwing Brian Flores under the bus.
Apparently he doesn't like to be coached.
Well, he doesn't like to be disrespected, which is what if he's indeed telling the truth, that's what it sounds like. Someone just telling you that you stink over and over and over is not coaching. Brian Flores is not a quarterback whisperer. He's a defensive-minded coach. So him telling his quarterback that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing, or in Tua's terms, telling him you suck every single day, and it's probably hyperbole, but if that's what he's heard every day for the first couple of years of his career, that's not cool.
Well, I could take another tact here and say maybe the reason Tua's getting better is because of Flores coaching as he was developing. In other words, maybe Flores to Tua is like Keith Smart was to Steph Curry. In other words, coached him very hard early in his career, and then Curry strong enough to flourish under Keith Smart, and then after Keith Smart. You know, Keith Smart taught him some very difficult lessons, and Curry benefited from them, the tough love, if you will.
By being benched in the fourth quarter on defense?
Perhaps. Well, Mark Jackson
made him better?
Mark Jackson did that too. Yeah. It lit a fire under Curry. What? That's plausible.
It didn't make him any better on defense.
Oh, please. Steph's defense has improved.
Yeah, it's improved. But
yeah. And I think one of the big reasons it improved was because Keith Smart held him accountable.
You going to be shutting down Doncic this year?
He held him accountable.
No, I like Tua saying that, and I don't know, maybe we can use it tomorrow after the boys and I talk about the crossover.
Uncle Looney says only you could see that angle, Steiny. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you know what really helped Tua Tagovailoa? Not coaching. Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill helped Tua Tagovailoa. Jalen Waddle helped Tua Tagovailoa. Raheem Mostert, a good defense.
What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
ball.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.